Welcome to our weekly feature on foreigners working in Japan. Today we have with us Greg Medham, who is an editor for an English daily online newspaper here in Japan. Welcome, Greg. Nice to...
Hi. Thanks very much.
Thank you for being here with us. I imagine there are lots of things that keep you busy at your job, but what is the most exciting thing, would you say, about being an editor?
Probably for us, it would be not knowing what's going to happen each morning you walk into the office. Some days are very slow news-wise. Other days are very frantic. And from day to day, you don't really know what sort of work you're going to be dealing with.
How would you say the internet has changed the media?
Well, it's certainly made it a lot faster, a lot more instantaneous. Nowadays, when an event happens, it's pretty much reported up there within 10 minutes.
Wow.
Somewhere worldwide, someone will have a story on it. The other benefit there is that you can update the story at any time, unlike with a printed newspaper where once it's gone to print, that's it.
Right.
So often we'll just go up with a basic story, maybe 200 words, just a nuts and bolts story covering the event. And then we'll add quotes and reaction and some analysis into that too and just expand it.
Yeah, and what about disadvantages? Are there problems with having a newspaper online?
Well, it's... Some people still like the feel of an old-style newspaper, especially Sunday morning over breakfast or...
Right.
...while they're on their train to work. The other, probably, disadvantage is very dramatic photo specials, where you open the center of a newspaper and you have maybe a collection of 8 or 10 photos spread over 2 pages.
Right.
That has quite a lot of impact on readers. Although we have photo specials ourselves, where we have a... Sometimes we'll have up to 100 or 200 photos on site. Because of the thumbnails. They don't quite have the same initial impression. As when you open a page and you have, say, a big 3 or 4 column photo in color staring at you.
How are stories reported differently in Japan and in Western countries?
Well, the main difference, I think, in Japan is the presence of kisha clubs, as they're called here, or reporter clubs, where reporters become a member of that club and that gets them access to all their news stories, press conferences. And that way, most news organizations get access to the same news sources, whereas in the West, you have to rely on your own contacts to fish out a story.
Do you think the media sensationalizes the news?
There's a sensational aspect, and I think that comes from your tabloids around the world. And every place in the world has those, and they attract a certain readership. There's also other forms of media which portray a more balanced coverage, and those forms of media have their readers, while as the tabloids certainly attract their readers. I think nowadays, especially with online newspapers, you can pretty much focus on media organizations that are going to portray the world through the angle you want to see it.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks very much.
Questions. Number 26. What does Greg say is one of the problems with online newspapers? Number 27. How does Greg explain the difference between the way stories are reported in Japan and the West?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。